Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin, and I just wanted to talk to you for a few minutes about something that is very, very common in many, many relationships with narcissists and other toxic people. That's the idea that suffering and sacrificing will prove your love to the other person. It will prove how much you care. It will prove how far you're willing to go. Suffering in relationships does not prove love because causing suffering is not love, and neither is receiving it. This is very important to understand. Someone does not have to love you because you have sacrificed or you've suffered for the relationship. Someone who's okay with other people suffering in relationships with them probably doesn't understand love in the first place, right? It is very common for people to feel that when they have been through so much for the other person, or when they've done so much and given so much in the relationship, the other person is essentially required to love them in return. They're not. It's also very common to feel like this is unfair, right? I've done all this for you. How do you not love me? You have to. But feelings don't have anything to do with fairness. If someone doesn't feel about you the way that you think they should, then they don't. Nothing you do is going to change that. This doesn't mean that we should ever accept disrespect or mistreatment or abuse, but it does mean that we need to pay attention to what is really going on. If your deepest belief or your secret wish is that sacrificing and suffering and doing these things is going to somehow force another person to care about you or to consider you differently, it's time to reevaluate your thinking because this is just not true. They don't have to, and if they haven't already, they're probably not going to. If someone doesn't love you for who you are, they're not going to love you for what you do. They can use you for that. They can stay with you for that. They can be around you for that, but they're not going to love you for that. Someone who has spent the entire relationship only occasionally or even never acknowledging your suffering or sacrifice is not going to suddenly wake up and see that or care about it. Excuse me. Someone who recognizes or acknowledges your sacrifice or suffering in the relationship but refuses to do anything differently is not going to suddenly have a change of heart. Now, whether you stay connected to this person or these people or whatever it is up to you, but move forward with your eyes open and with realistic expectations. The truth is, we need to let go of the idea that someone not feeling the way that you think they should is unfair. We need to let go of the idea that doing things for someone entitles you to their love or their time. We need to let go of the idea that doing things for people means that they're required to feel the way that you want them to feel. We are all entitled to basic respect, to decency and human consideration. We are not owed or entitled to more than that, no matter how much we have done for the other person. We also do not owe more than that to other people, no matter how much they have done for us. Now, this might sting a little bit, particularly if you've never really thought about it this way. This is a challenge for many people, but it's also usually subconscious, meaning people don't realize that this is what they're doing. The truth is, we are entitled to and should demand basic respect, decency, and consideration, but we are not entitled to more than that. What somebody should do and what they have to do are not the same. Now, this doesn't mean, again, that we should put up with abuse or disrespect or infidelity. It doesn't mean we're not entitled to respect and decency. We absolutely are, and we should accept nothing less. It does mean, though, that expecting intimacy and love to flourish under such transactional conditions is not realistic. Someone is not required to love you because you think you earned it or because you want them to. It would be wonderful if it worked that way, but it doesn't. And most of you already know that. It's just sometimes we don't articulate it that way when we're thinking about it. Truly loving and caring someone is not doing things with the intention of convincing them to feel how we want them to feel, or doing things in the hope that we're going to get something in return, even if that something is love or something emotional, or even if that's what seems fair. This can be difficult to hear, but it doesn't need to be. Someone else's feelings are not things that you can control or change, which means there's no need for you to take responsibility for these feelings. Someone's inability to see your value, or someone's inability to connect and love, is not something that has to do with you. Part of the reason people become entangled in toxic relationships is because they give and they give and they give in the mistaken belief that they can somehow convince the other person to care about or to consider them. When this doesn't happen, not only is it hurtful, and not only does it trigger a deep-seated need to prove their worth, but some people become caught up in the idea that this is unfair and this is an injustice that needs to be rectified, that this person is not loving me and I deserve that, and I need to prove to them, and I need to take care of this, and I need to make sure that this goes the way that it should go. This can make it very, very difficult to walk away from this situation. When we can let go of this idea, we are so much closer to being free to walk away from unhealthy, invalidating relationships. And all of this is true in the reverse as well. Someone not feeling the way that you think they should is unfair. That's not true. But also, neither is you not feeling the way someone else thinks that you should. We all feel how we feel, and that's just how it is. The idea that doing things for someone entitles you to their love or their time. It's not true for you. It's not true for other people. Someone who has done something for you is not automatically entitled to your love or your energy or your time or anything else just because they think they are. Right? So it's very, very important to remember and really think about where we are coming from and what we are really trying to do. When we start asking ourselves that question and the question, what is this really about? We can really start to unravel some of these things regarding what's going on inside of us. So I hope that clears a few things up for you. Great Spirit bless you. Have a beautiful day.